I'm gonna try to get through with the flat Earth study this Sunday. But in order to do that, we need to get going. So I'm gonna go ahead and get started. We'll go ahead and have a quick word of prayer for the Sunday school and for the morning service. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity, God. I pray that you bless your word, Father. Lord, may the truth be honored and glorified through everything that's said and done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so last week we talked about a bunch of stuff, and the 2 weeks before that we did, but I'm not going to rehash all of it. We've established five things so far. This says four, but it's actually five. The Bible does say the earth is a circle. That is the only shape attributed to the earth. The Bible says the whole earth is a face. All of it, every bit of it's a face. The earth cannot be flat because water does not rise on a flat surface. I mean, this is... how in the world are you going to put water on that and it rise? It won't. The Bible calls the earth God's footstool, not God's rug. I like that. I really like that a lot. The Bible tells us that God turns the earth, and we read that out of the Word of God. Now let's look at a few of the flat earthers' favorite Bible verses. In every debate and everything I've read, this is one of the first verses they go to, and they'll be like, see, it says it right there. So let's read it. Revelation 7:1, and after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor any trees. And you shriek, see, the Bible says the earth is flat. The Bible says four corners, so that means the earth is flat. No, it does not say the earth is flat. You make the false assumption that since the Bible says the earth has four corners, it proves the earth is flat. Show me the word flat anywhere in that verse. Come on, since you base your whole flat earth theology on that one verse, show me the word flat anywhere in that verse. I'll make it even easier for you. Show me the word flat anywhere in the entire book of Revelation. I'll make it even easier. Show me the word flat in the entire New Testament. It's not there, but it is stuck in your brain. I've already shown you the earth is a circle. That's what the Bible says the shape of the earth is, Isaiah 40:22. I've already shown you the whole earth is a face, not just the top of it, Genesis 11:9. I've already shown you the earth cannot be flat because the water would fall off a flat earth, Genesis 7:17-20. I've already shown you the earth is God's footstool and not his rug, Acts 7:49. I've already shown you that God turns the earth in Job 37:12. But you somehow think your favorite Bible verse proves the earth is flat. If you believe that, you are a rock toter. A rock toter is someone who is only qualified to tote rocks from one location to another because they are too dumb to do anything else. They cannot think with logic or reason. They cannot comprehend basic thought or common sense concepts. They even struggle to handle one-syllable words. They can only carry rocks from one location to another. That's it. That's all they can do. And you still have to check on them from time to time to make sure they haven't messed that up. A rock toter is somebody who can't do anything but carry rocks from one place to another. And that's what I call these people. Let's look at Revelation 7:1 and compare it to a flat earther's map. That's the flat earther's map right there. Where are the four corners on your own map? Show it to me. Seriously, you quote the verse so much as your proof text of a flat earth. Why didn't you include the four corners on your own made-up map? Don't you think it's hypocritical to use Revelation 7:1 as proof text of a flat earth and then your own map doesn't even have four corners on it? What's up with that? And I'm being serious. This is their map right there. No one denies, let's go back. We've already established that humans knew the earth was a globe in the 2nd and 3rd centuries. We've known the earth was a globe since 500 BC. No one denies that scientists and governments around the world have been teaching us the earth is a circle or a spinning globe for over 2,000 years. Do you really believe our government thinks the earth was flat because of this poster printed for the Marines during COVID 2021. These posters say, I've seen the four corners of the world, but more importantly, they've seen me. 2021. So the term that our government used to print up for these posters was, I've seen the four corners of the world. Does our government believe that the earth is flat? No, they do not. They teach us that it's round. Be honest, do you really think our government taught us in schools that the earth is flat? After all, they did print this poster. Or could it be that our government is using the term the four corners of the world to describe that they have been all over the world? Is that possible? We know our government doesn't teach us the world is flat, so it's got to be a figure of speech. Since the Bible tells us the earth is a circle, And since the Bible tells us the whole earth is a face, round, your face is round. And since the Bible tells us the earth can't be flat because water, and I keep repeating these and they still won't get it, because the flood would have never happened on a flat earth. Since the Bible tells us the earth is a footstool and not his rug, and since the Bible tells us that God turns the earth, is it possible that God, just like the Marines, is using that phrase as a figure of speech to include the whole world? When the Bible says the four corners of the earth, it is not talking about the shape of the earth. It's a description of the whole earth, the entire earth. But they run to that verse and said, see, the Bible says the earth is flat. It does not say it's flat. The earth is huge, it's very big, but it has an end. How so, you say? The fact that it doesn't go on and on forever. The fact that it's only one size. There is only so much of the earth. Once we've discovered all of earth, we've made it to the end. There is no more earth to discover after that. The fact the Bible uses the term to the ends of the earth, and that's all, they'll use that. They'll say, the Bible says to the ends of the earth, so the earth has an end, and if you make it to the end and you go over that, you're going to fall off. Who was it telling me that there was a guy that was scared that he was going to fall off the earth? Was that you, Brother Carl? Can you give a brief? Oh, that's right. Yeah. So people read this verse about the ends of the earth. Well, the earth has an end. So that right there proves the earth is flat. Because once you reach that end, and you go beyond that end, you're going to fall off into outer space. That's ridiculous. Or hit the dome, yeah. The fact the Bible uses the term to the ends of the earth tells us the earth is not infinite. It does not go on and on and on. There is an end. And while we're here, there are no lands or countries beyond your made-up ice walls either. Insert another eye roll here. They believe that outside of this ice wall is other countries, other peoples, other nations. I mean, come on, man. Your source, YouTube. My source is the Bible. Let me say this about YouTube. There's a lot of good stuff on there. Not everything is good. Not everything is bad. But you got to weed out what's good and what's bad. This stuff isn't complicated. Flat earthers like to complicate things to confuse you. We know the earth is a circle because that is what the Bible says it is. We always take what we know to be true and then we interpret everything else in the Bible through what we know. People love to take vague and obscure passages out of context and build false belief on them. The four corners of the earth, to the ends of the earth. Oh, the earth must be flat. Well, then we already know the earth is a circle. We know that. That's what the Bible says. Cults do it all the time. Not one meteorologist in America that believes, there is not one meteorologist in America that believes the earth is flat. Not one. But they all use a phrase or a term to describe the sun. They all say the words sunset and sunrise to describe the sun. They'll say sunset is at this time, sunrise is at this time. Do they believe the sun actually rises and the sun actually sets? Of course they don't. They use the term as a figure of speech. You see, people will use that in the Bible too, where it says the sun rose and the sun set. Well, that proves the earth is flat. No, it doesn't. It's a figure of speech. Ask any meteorologist if they believe the sun actually rises and sets. Ask them. I dare you. They will laugh in your face as they should. So when the Bible uses the term sunset and sunrise, it's a figure of speech, just like every meteorologist in the world uses every day on TV and in newspapers. Stop holding God to a different standard than you hold weather professionals. Meteorologists don't believe the earth is flat, and neither does God. See the picture below of today's sunset and sunrise where our church is in Warrior, Alabama. And I did this on December 22nd because I started doing this around Christmas time. Do you see the word sunrise and sunset in the above picture? It's right up. Sunrise, sunset. Now, do the people that put this out truly believe that the earth is still and the sun moves around the earth? Well, they said sunrise and sunset, so they must believe in a flat earth. Do other people truly believe the sun rises and sets? No, they do not. Stop using verses in the Bible that describe the sun rising and setting as proof that the earth is flat. And that's what they do. They'll turn you over there and see it said sunset, but the earth is flat. Ridiculous. Do you see the exact times of sunrise and sunset on the chart? So we go back up here. I mean, I'm talking about down to the second. 6:49:07. Sunset, 16:43, which is 4:34. military time? 27 seconds. Do you see the exact times of sunrise and sunset on the chart to the second? Humans can calculate that by using math. It's kind of neat how that works. You should try it sometime. No flat earther can calculate anything using their non-existent model of the earth. There is not one flat earth model anywhere on the earth that is to scale. Notice that I said to scale. So we can verify if their map is accurate or not. Of course there isn't one. Show me one flat earth map that is to scale anywhere in the world. It does not exist. They've never produced one that is to scale. They'll draw that little circular thing with the ice wall, but it's not to scale. And you got Antarctica way over here, and you got the northern parts of the world way up here, and it's crazy. Circle Earth people can predict accurately eclipses, sunrises, and sunsets down to the second. Flat Earth people can repeat words they heard on YouTube. You do realize globe people can tell you exactly where and when an eclipse will happen on the Earth, down to the city, and for how long an eclipse will last in each city. Flat Earthers don't even believe in lunar eclipses. Ask them. They deny that lunar eclipses are even real. That alone should be enough evidence to prove they are rock coders. They'll tell you it's not real. As is happening, it's not real. Here's a map of the next lunar eclipse that will happen in America on April 8, 2024. That path is where the totality will be, and that's where it's darkness. Do you see the path of totality? Totality means total darkness in that path. The sun will be completely blocked by the moon in that path. Circle Earth people have calculated the sun, the earth, and the moon's path on that day to predict when and where the sunlight will be blocked by the moon that day. Here it is. And I know y'all really can't see it, but it's got the different Little Rock, Arkansas. Duration of totality is 2 minutes and 33 seconds. It'll begin 12:33, total eclipse at 1:51, partial eclipse ends at 3:11. Down to the minute, man. How can we do that? Because we understand calculations and math of the Earth's spin, of the sun's movement in the sky, and where the moon will be, where the sun will be. Flat Earth people have never predicted anything about the sun, Earth, and moon. Absolutely nothing, and that is true. They have never, ever said on this date, this will happen. That's contrary to what we already know. Not one time. Flat Earth people are like John's son. I told y'all about that. They just say lunar eclipses are not real. It's not there. Ask them. They will tell you that lunar eclipses don't exist, even though we can all see the eclipse with our own eyes. Here's something else to show you just how delusional flat earthers are. They don't believe in gravity. I'm not making it up. Ask them. I dare you. They'll tell you it's not real. I've had them tell me that gravity's not real. If that doesn't tell you how flat-headed they are, I don't know what will. I am not going to attempt to prove that gravity exists. I'm not wasting my time on it. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. And it's just plain dumb. Just take any object that weighs any amount of weight, drop it, and you just experience gravity. Now let's look at some of the most favorite Bible verses these flat earthers love to quote as their proof text for a flat earth. And notice how the word flat isn't in any of the verses they ever quote. Isn't that strange? Job 38, verses 5 and 6. Where wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding, who hath laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? They run to this verse and say, see, flat earth. I guess it's because of the foundations. There is not one reference to the earth being flat in that verse. Your flat earth assumptions are irrelevant when interpreting the Bible. You see flat earth in everything you see and hear. And that's true. How do you get flat earth out of that? Job 38:12-14. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It says right there, you can go to the end. And then it says you'll fall off into space if you go over that end, if you jump over that end, because the earth is flat. It's ridiculous. There's not one reference to the earth being flat in that verse. To the ends of the earth does not prove the earth is flat. Does the verse say the earth is flat? Be honest for once in your life. The verse doesn't say anything about the earth being flat. The ends of the earth is a description of the entire earth. If you have researched and you went on an expedition to go all the way around the earth, once you come back to where you were, you've reached the end. You've reached all of it. Isaiah 11:12. And he shall set upon an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. There is not one mention in that verse about the earth being flat. The four corners of the earth have already been explained earlier. Your own map doesn't even have the four corners on it, hypocrites. The four corners of the earth is a descriptive term for the whole world. That's all it is. 2 Samuel 22:16. And the channels of the sea appeared, the foundations of the world were discovered, at the rebuking of the Lord and the blast of the breath of His... These are the verses they use. Oh, I'm going to prove the earth is flat. And they use these verses. Nothing in that verse says the earth is flat either. They love to quote as their proof text because of the word foundation in that verse. Foundation does not mean flat. They're spelled differently and they even sound different. Look up the word flat and look up the word foundation. They aren't spelled the same. They don't mean the same. And if God wanted to say the earth was flat, He would have said the earth is flat. He did say it was a circle, though. That's what He did say, that the shape of the earth is a circle. Genesis 13:17. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. They go to that verse to prove the earth is flat. Again, there's nothing in that verse that says flat. Satan said in Job that he walked up and down the earth. How would that be possible if the earth was flat? How are you going to walk down in a flat earth? He could only walk across a flat earth. The definition of breadth is side to side. The definition of length is end to end. Those are two different directions. You can walk east and never reach east. That's breadth. You can walk north and you will eventually make it to north and then you will begin walking south. That's length, end to end. So the north has an end, the south has an end. East doesn't have an end, and west doesn't have an end. If you went west the rest of your life, you will never reach west. You'll never reach it. You'll always be going west. If you go north, there's a point where you're going to hit north. As soon as you pass north, now you're going south. You're going to a different direction. Simple stuff, man. Psalms 103:12 says, "For as the east is from the west, so hath He removed our transgressions from us." God could not say that about north and south because you can reach those destinations. Just the fact that God chose to say, I removed your transgressions as far as the east is from the west. If you walk west to go find your transgressions, you're never going to find them. But if God would have said, I removed them from the north to the south, you go find your transgressions because they would be there. Job 37:10. By the breath of God, frost is given and the breath of the waters is straightened. So, verse doesn't say anything about the earth being flat. God also parted the water for Moses to cross. That doesn't mean the earth is a pyramid. It doesn't matter. They're stretching. Do y'all see how they're stretching? I mean, they're just going to these ends of the earth, the four corners, and then saying, earth is flat. 1 Chronicles 16:30. Fear before Him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. See, they say the earth is a fixed object, cannot be moved. And the stars and the universe and the sun rotates around a stable earth while everything else is on earth is, or while everything else is moving, but the earth is stable. They said that right there. The Bible says the earth is stable. This verse does not mean what you think it means. We know that God turns the earth because the Bible tells us He does. We know that. We take what we know and then we apply everything else that we come across and we run it through what we know. You can't escape that the earth is a, you can't escape that God turns it and then say, well, it says right there, it shall be stable, that it won't be moved. It means exactly what the verse says it means. The earth is stable. The earth is not moved. It hangeth upon nothing and it is turned by God. David said in Psalm 16:8, I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Does this mean David never moved again? Of course he didn't. That verse doesn't say anything about the earth being flat, but don't let that stop you from quoting it as proof. The earth is flat. Roll eye again. I mean, it's just to run to these verses and to make a declaration that the earth is flat when we know those other things we talked about, the earth being a circle, God turning it. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. Psalms 93:1, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith He hath girded Himself, the world also established, that it cannot be moved. It just says right there that the earth, it does not move. It is fixed. It is solid. It does not move. Everything that around us is moving around the earth. The earth is the center of everything. We get it. The earth can't be moved. Does that mean it's frozen like a statue forever? Was David frozen like a statue after he said, I shall not be moved? Or did he move again? So it doesn't mean what you think it means. There is nothing in this verse that says the earth is flat. It just means it's in its course. David said, I shall not be moved, but he went to battle. David said, I shall not be moved, but he hid in caves. David said, I shall not be moved, but he walked triumphant into Jerusalem. After saying he shall not be moved, it doesn't mean frozen. It doesn't mean the earth is frozen. It just means where God placed it and the orbit that it's in and the direction it's going and the rotation that's happening, it's not moved. It's fixed. But it doesn't mean it doesn't move. I'm just showing you the verses they use. Nothing in those verses said that the earth is flat. Let's go to this one. Psalms 104, verses 5 and 6. Who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed forever? Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. Again, there is nothing about a flat earth in this verse either. The earth has foundations. That doesn't mean the earth is flat. It means the circle earth has foundations. That's it. That's all it means. It doesn't mean anything else. They run to this one, Deuteronomy 28:49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle lieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. So there's going to be a nation that lives at the very edge of the earth. I mean, they go the wrong way, they're going to fall off. They're going to come from the end of the earth, the very edge of it, and they're going to come and bring a nation against thee. There's nothing about a flat earth in this verse either. From the end of the earth is exactly that. From somewhere on the earth, not from Mars or any other planet, even a circle earth has ends. Daniel 4:11. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the ends of all the earth. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. What they're saying is, since the earth is flat, the tree is going to grow, and since the earth is flat, everybody's going to see it. The tree in the verse, in these verses, is not a literal tree seen all over the world. We know this because it's a dream. The word dream is mentioned 7 times in the chapter, yet you still missed it. We see later in Daniel the fulfillment of the dream. It had absolutely nothing to do with the tree. The tree was symbolic. The being seen to the end of the earth is also symbolic. But don't let that stop you from saying that the earth is flat. No, it does not. Not in any book of the Bible, not in any chapter of the Bible, and not any verse of the Bible. It's not there. We get done a lot quicker than I thought I was. Do you know what God chose to call the surface of the earth? It's mentioned 188 times in the Word of God. I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. Mark 4:5. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. God called the surface of the earth round and put a G in front of it. He did. I'm telling you, look at the word round, you put the G right there in front of it. The word ground is mentioned 188 times. Like I said, God chose it to call the surface of the earth ground. A man didn't decide to call it that. Remember when Jesus said that he would speak and they wouldn't be able to understand? God tells you that the surface of the earth is round, and yes, he put a G in front of it to confuse people. I believe that. They don't get it. Why are you going to call the surface of the earth round and put a G in front of it? Y'all looking at me like I'm some new heretic, but... All right, since y'all are, let me get to this next point. I am not changing the Bible. I am simply pointing out that round is in the word ground. Isn't that interesting? God put it right there and they miss it. Round, R-O-U-N-D. And God just puts it, I'll just put a G in front of it just so there'd be people out there believing the earth is flat. And yes, that's a nugget God gave me. You might say, but God didn't actually say the surface of the earth is round. He chose to call it ground, not round, and you can't make the Bible say something it doesn't say. And I would say that you are absolutely correct. You are right. The Bible does not say the earth is round, but it does say it's a circle. It would be wrong of me to change the Bible to make it say what I want it to say. But it's also wrong of you to say the Bible says the earth is flat. But don't let that stop you from saying, but that doesn't stop you from saying it, does it? At least the word round is in the word ground. You can't deny that. God did not call the surface of the earth flat and put a G in front of that. He didn't use the word G-flat. G-flat isn't even a word. G-flat isn't even in the Bible, and neither is a flat earth. The Bible does not say the earth is flat. We got plenty of time. I thought we'd get into more. You like that? Where's there, Ella. What'd you think? You like that?